This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. ByteDance, the Chinese company behind the wildly popular video sharing app TikTok, has rejected Microsoft's bid to buy the app and appears to be leaning toward a deal with investors led by Oracle. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has given ByteDance until September 20th to make a deal or stop operating inside the United States. On Sunday, the New York Times reported that Microsoft's bid was rejected by ByteDance and that the Chinese company said that Oracle would be its technology partner. There are no details on the terms of the deal being discussed. The fate of TikTok in the United States hangs in the balance as it approaches the Trump administration deadline. In recent months, the video app has become a focus of U.S.-China tensions, with the administration accusing the company of being answerable to the Chinese government. That's a claim TikTok has denied. Wildfires continue to rage across parts of the western United States on Sunday, with massive clouds of smoke enveloping the region and endangering the health of millions of residents. In all, throughout the western United States, there were 24 fires in the state of California, 15 in Washington state, 14 in Oregon, 12 in Idaho. The blazes have killed at least 10 people in Oregon. Fires have ravaged more than 400,000 hectares of land there. In California, at least 22 people have died and about 1.3 million hectares have burned. In Washington, 269,000 hectares of land have burned, and other western United States include Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, other states that have wildfires currently burning. Officials are urging residents to stay indoors unless necessary on the West Coast. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Authorities were searching Sunday for a gunman in L.A. County, Los Angeles County, California, who shot and wounded two L.A. County Sheriff's deputies who were sitting in their squad car at a Metro Rail station, an apparent ambush that drew an angry response from the president and sparked an anti-police protest outside the hospital where they were being treated. The 31-year-old female deputy and 24-year-old male underwent surgery Saturday evening, according to Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Both graduated from the police academy 14 months ago, according to the sheriff. The sheriff's department tweeted video of the shooting that shows a person open fire through the passenger side window of the patrol car. That video sparked thousands of reactions, including one from President Donald Trump, who responded, quote, "Animals that must be hit hard." Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden tweeted, "Violence of any kind is wrong. Those who commit it should be caught and punished." Protesters gathered outside the hospital where the injured deputies were being treated and at one point had to be stopped from entering the emergency room. The violence against law enforcement comes at the end of a long summer of protests that have often pitted demonstrators against the police. Michael Bloomberg, who spent $1 billion of his own money on a failed 2020 presidential bid, will spend at least $100 million to help Democrat Joe Biden's campaign against President Donald Trump in the state of Florida, a swing state. The billionaire's decision comes at a critical moment in the final 51 days of the race, with polls showing a close race in the battleground state and no financial advantage for the sitting president, as voting gets underway later this month. Even before Bloomberg's pledge, both campaigns were expecting Florida to be the most expensive state in which to campaign. It will be the biggest prize among competitive states on Election Day, offering 29 of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the election. Suspected militants in northern Mozambique have attacked two trucks transporting passengers, killing at least two people and further undermining road access to a gas-rich area. According to military sources on Sunday, insurgents seized a key port town in Cabo Delgado province last month, less than 80 kilometers south of one of Africa's biggest liquefied natural gas investment projects. The Mozambican army has not yet managed to regain control of the area, where violence has intensified since the insurgency took hold in 2017. And Hurricane Paulette is bearing down on the island of Bermuda late Sunday, with its core expected to pass over the island beginning early Monday morning. That's according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.